10. Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
All right. Welcome back. I'm Reba Haas.
And I'm Eric Osnes.
And you're back with Open House with Team Reba. And in this segment, we're going to kind of get off the topic of lending for a little while. We're going to wake up our people who are listening.
Thank you so much.
I know you and I could talk about lending all day long and have moments where we're like, what? Can you believe? Yeah, we get into huge discussions about it, but you know, this is informative, I hope, for everyone else. But
well,
it's not,
sure. Yeah.
You know, it's not the end all be all.
I understand not
show.
Everybody amortizes, you know, in their sleep, you know, so I get it.
That's right. Are you still sending out those newsletters, the Amortizing with Osnes?
I do. In fact,
you actually put some funny stuff in there.
On the last issue of Amortizing with Osnes, I showed everyone how to make their fish look really, really big when they're taking a fish
that's
picture.
That's right. You did. That was hysterical. It's all in the placement.
That's right. That's right.
All in the placement. Yep. Only a man would do that.
Well, I probably shouldn't have let that secret out, but that's okay.
Yeah,
it's only
right.
for a few
you're just,
select
you're just
friends.
Being helpful.
That's
you're
right.
Being helpful. And speaking of helpful, we have a guest today that I want to bring in, Lori Lamoureux from Seamless Moves. And I want to bring her in because even though I know the next holiday coming up is Halloween, people getting ready to buy or sell homes. If they're doing it right now, guess what? If you bought a house right now and got under contract, you'd already be getting ready to move right around Thanksgiving.
Yes, that's right. Holidays are on top of us and we don't even know it.
Scariness, right? And then if you wait a couple weeks, then your next move date is going to be getting closer to Christmas, right? So Lori is a contact of mine that I've known for several years, and she's with a company called Seamless Moves. And if anyone wants to check them out while either we're on the radio or later on, the website's real simple, seamlessmoves.com. And I believe we already have Lori on the line with us. Yes, Lori, are you there?
Hi, Reba.
Hello.
Hello, Lori.
I want you to...
How are you today?
Oh, we're doing well. We're doing really well. Thanks. How are you doing?
Awesome. I am great. The sun just came out here in Bellevue, and I'm loving it.
Oh, excellent. Well, where we're at in the ID, it's still a little overcast, but maybe you could send some sunshine our way. But and I want to thank you for your time today, too, because I know you were running between appointments. So, and I know you're truly running between appointments. I know what that's all about. But I wanted to get you on here to help get some of your expertise, because I know last week you and I got to see each other at a couple of networking events, one with the Renton Chamber of Commerce and one with the Renton BPW group that I'm a member of. And we were talking about all kinds of interesting things that you have to think about with moving and some special packaging requirements. And that got me thinking about, well, you know, with the holidays coming up, what are things people might need to think about? And, you know, so I'm going to ask you for packing tips here in a little bit. But I started thinking about this because my husband and I were the other day walking around in like Lowe's and Home Depot, and we were looking for some lighting. And we started looking at all these massive Christmas displays and funky new lights and all these big, you know, outdoor tree ornaments. And I thought, boy, what a pain in the butt that is to like pack. And then I started thinking as we were going to have you on the show, I'm like, does your company work with specialty items such as if someone's moving during the holidays, let's say they have their place set up for Christmas and they have their tree and their presents and everything. How do you guys handle situations like that? Or is there something special?
That's a great question. There really isn't that much of a special need for us on our end as far as packing goes, because our boxes come in all shapes and sizes. We can get any size box we need. If you have something that's really amazing, like, you know, a Chihuly glass Christmas tree, we can definitely build a crate for it. So anything
that would be
that
a gorgeous tree.
Packed, I know, right? I just made that up in my head.
Well, there's chandeliers out there, certainly, and other, you know, special items like that. So I would imagine, you know, Christmas ornaments, some of those can be quite priceless, you know, because people get them from all over and they're made out of different materials, or even their decorations can be very specific. I mean, we were looking just amazed at the kind of, what am I thinking of? It was more of a, they were getting so technical and just elaborate. And I thought, oh my gosh, I wouldn't even want to have to deal with it. I'd be afraid I'd shake it and break it.
Yeah, well, you know, when you use professionals, we've got the bubble wrap and all the fancy stuff you need. We use similar to what you store your ornaments in at Christmas time when you put them away. They have the cells where each ornament goes mm-hmm. in its own little space. And, you know, whatever you need, you can make that happen.
Have you ever had anyone just move the tree with everything on it?
I have, yeah. Yeah,
oh, wow.
It's not a real, real big tree. I think it was only about 4 feet tall. But it did have all the ornaments on it. We wrapped it in a bag and moved it, and it actually got moved just fine. A couple of things fell off, but they didn't break.
Okay. So do you find during the holidays that there's any kind of special storage needs that people run into?
You mean as far as storing their things from moving from one house to another?
Yes.
Sometimes. The nice thing about selling your home during the holidays is that depending on your situation, your real estate agent or your stager might want you to leave some of the decorations there to mm-hmm. beautify your home while it's being shown, which would be really nice.
Yeah, I would almost rather have the holiday items there than, say, the collection of tchotchkes, right?
Right.
You know, that's much better in the photographs to make it look really warm and inviting and kind of get mm-hmm. across somebody like, ooh, yeah, I could do this. In fact, I had a client 2 years ago that they bought during the holidays, and specifically because they saw the big 12-foot tree in somebody's living room. They were like, yes, I've always dreamed of one of those.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And that mm-hmm. they fell in love with the house because of that.
Hey, Lori, I have never actually hired a moving company. I've always done it, you know, the old-fashioned way with pickup truck and a, you know, mm-hmm. case of beer and that sort of thing.
Right.
So, you know, if someone's hiring you to make a move, how much lead time do you need, and how mm-hmm. does that all work?
Ideally, it would be nice to have a couple of weeks lead time. If you are selling a home, you generally know ahead of time that that's what you're going to do. So there's no reason you couldn't talk to the moving company, you know, in the same process as talking to your real estate agent and your stager and whoever else is working with you. Speak to the moving company right away. One of the things that is a bit of a challenge is that moving companies get busy around the holidays, and they get extremely busy the last couple days of the month.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, okay. So planning ahead is always the way to go.
Yeah, I've always been surprised how many people I've worked with that they think about calling the mover only 2 weeks before they're closing. And we're always saying, you know, you might be getting your estimates well in advance because you can always schedule later. But get your estimate up front, and then at mm-hmm. least you know what you're working with and you're figuring out your costs.
And you can schedule that at that point. Mm-hmm. So what happens if things don't go perfectly? What if there's a delay in a closing date, for instance?
Oh, that never happens.
Yeah, especially as we're talking about all these new disclosures that could lead to delays.
That's even
more common, right?
Right.
Yeah, we're all used to it. All the moving companies, we're all used to the fact that closings don't always happen on the day they're supposed to. Remodeling projects don't get finished on the original day they were supposed mm-hmm. to. We're all used to that. And we're happy to pencil you in, hold your date, if the people who are moving can make it as easy on their movers as possible to give as much lead time when you know it's not happening, that would be helpful. But, you know, we're all used to it. It happens all the time.
But do you recommend that people, so this is something I suggest pretty habitually, and a couple of times clients haven't necessarily scheduled based on my recommendation, only because they knew of other time restrictions they had. But do you typically tell folks, like, hey, if you're going to close this date, you know, say it's a buyer and they have the time to try and move in later, because my nightmare is a closing on Friday that doesn't happen, but someone already had the mover scheduled for Saturday. And then lo and behold, delay happens. You don't get early access to the property, and it's the following week for closing.
Yeah. It's no problem to change the move date. What it is a problem is if you thought you were moving in on Friday, so you told your landlord you'd be out on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem because now we have to pick up your things and we have to store them somewhere for you until the closing happens, which we can do, but it's an unnecessary bother and cost for the clients if that happens. So I do recommend that, you know, if you think you're closing on Friday the 30th, don't tell the landlord of your apartment that you're moving out on Friday the 30th.
Right. Well, from the other perspective of if you're the seller and you're working with them, if something bumps, but they need to be moving to their next place, are you talking to sellers even about all of that too, of saying, oh, they need their money to close and move to the next place, but now that's been delayed too? Are you, do you have storage options available for them though? If it's like, hey, we've got to close Friday, but we can't finish our next purchase until the following week. Can they hold their stuff somewhere and then move the following week?
Yeah, that's no problem at all. We've done that many times. And then, unfortunately, the sellers will end up usually staying in an extended stay hotel or somewhere for the week that it takes for it to close, and then, you know, receiving their items later. But it does happen. And like I said, all the moving companies, I shouldn't say all, but all the good ones, all the professional moving companies know that this happens.
Okay, so that's a
surprise.
Okay, so that's actually a good point. How do you tell the difference between the professionals and the, oh, you just slapped a sign on a truck, guys?
Exactly, exactly. There is a website online that the state of Washington hosts that shows all of the moving companies in the in Washington State who have licenses. They're licensed by the state, and it's very strictly regulated. Moving is very strictly regulated. And so you can go on that website and see if their license is up to date.
Do you have that website?
I don't have it on me right now, but I can get it to you.
Okay. All right. We can post it on our web page, and people can find it there.
Yeah, we'll track that down. When we're listening to Lori Lamoureux of Seamless Moves, www.seamlessmoves.com. Is that right, Lori?
That's correct.
Hey, what's the strangest thing you've ever had to move?
Wow, that is a good question. Suit of armor?
A suit of armor?
Suit of armor. Nice.
That's
cool.
Armor one. Yeah.
That's super cool. Well, next they'll maybe have your irons, your big iron set.
There you go. Well, thank you for joining us, Lori Lamoureux of SeamlessMoves.com. We appreciate your taking some time with us today.
Thanks, Lori.
More with Open House with Team Reba when we come back.